Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Morning, it's KM FM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea, and we're joined by a very special guest this morning. It's none other than Pixie Lott.
Hello.
Yes. Live and breathe right here. Pixie, how are you, first of all?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm very happy to be here. How are you?
You're actually smiling really big for this time of the morning.
Which it's the best.
Not all pop stars can manage, Pixie.
Question is, how many coffees have you had already?
Well, that's the thing. I actually love coffee, and I've only had one. I need to grab another one.
This sounds like you need our people to talk to your people and get you a coffee right now. We get you. Diva demands. We understand. How's everything? What's it like being back on the treadmill again?
It is so fun. Like, it's been such a long time that I've put an album out. So to be back with a full album, a body of work that I've been crafting over 5 years, we've taken our time on this one. Feels amazing. And like I was just telling you before, we've got the in-store shows and like the album launch show coming up. So to be performing it live to people just feels the best.
Yeah. Just nice to be in front of them again.
Yeah.
What's it like as far as, you know, the people that knew and loved you back in the day? Not that it's that far back in the day, but, you know, before, let's say, and the audience now, have you picked up people all the way through this time? Have the people that were there, have they come back? Have you got a whole new bunch of people? What's the mix like?
That's a good question. I feel really lucky that people that have supported me from the start have been around and waiting for this new album. But then also, like, throughout the years, I have done a few different projects, like acting and TV stuff. I was doing The Voice Kids for the last 7 years. So I've got to meet people through different projects as well, which has been really fab. And hopefully meeting new people as well with this record, because it's a completely different sound to what I'd put out before. It's all very organic and real and raw and authentic, and with live music. I was craving that authentic live musician vibe. So I really hammered it for this album and honed in on that. I was kind of releasing singles and stuff, but then I was like, no, I really want to do a full album and kind of go back to why I love music, what I think is amazing about music, and make the album that I've always wanted to. And that's why we took so long to make it, but I'm so happy that it's finally done and out there in the world.
It's definitely worth the wait. And the album's called Encino, is that right? Is that the right pronunciation?
It's actually Encino.
Encino.
I think that's so close. Anyway.
There were two ways and you went
I went the wrong way. And anyway. I actually studied, I don't know if it is Italian, but I did study Italian at school and I wasn't good at that either.
Okay.
So double whammy. But it translates
I think it might be Spanish.
Is it Spanish?
I think so.
You're doing well.
I'm doing so well.
go
I fail at all the languages.
You're good at English, though.
I'm good at English. There we go.
Well,
forward.
Hang on. Don't judge too early on that one.
Well, I was going to say, apparently it translates to the word oak, which would make sense if you're talking about, you know, the music feeling natural and real and live. It was that kind of part of the process.
Well, that's so cool that you've looked into it and found that it meant that. Because it's called Encino because it's a place in California. It's where I wrote the whole thing. And my previous albums, I was working with all different producers and writers every single day, all different sounds and meeting loads of people. This was made in a completely different way. It was just us in a room, in a studio in Encino in California. So that's where it got its name from, because it's the first time I've ever made an album with just a couple of people and over a long period of time. So I really got to build up a relationship with them where I could talk about anything and write about anything. And it's really hard to do that with someone you've just met one day. You go for a coffee, talking about coffee again, and
they still have got the hint. Our people still haven't got the hint.
Sort it out. Get a woman a double espresso.
She's trying to drop a hint.
She's gagging over here.
Are you
not listening?
Thank you. No worries if not, my way.
I wasn't bringing it
up to worse than Mariah Carey.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
Working with people on just a day-to-day basis.
Yes, it's hard to have, like, you know, you've got to write a smash song by the end of the day and then the next day you work with someone completely different. So this was such a freeing experience, and I loved making an album this way. I don't want to make it any other way. But that's why it's called Encino.
Love that.
When I googled Encino, it comes up with oak tree, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which does feel really fitting, because it's all about authenticity and the roots and everything kind of, like, you know, natural.
Yeah, so. The roots of who you are as well. And we've had you in the music industry for a long time. You've grown and evolved. What's different, would you say, of the Pixie lot we now have versus the Pixie lot at the beginning?
Oh, that's a good one. I feel exactly the same. And it feels really good to be back in Kent because that's my roots.
No,
talking about roots.
She knows Kent. She plays Kent.
She's the K word, everyone. It's been spoken.
But I also feel like, even though I feel like the same person, hopefully I've learned a lot. And that's kind of what I've written about in this album. Because when I first released, I was 18. So now I'm a lot older than that, unfortunately. But I've learned a lot of things along the way and hopefully grown. And that's kind of what this album is all about. So, I wanted it to be a complete, true depiction of, like, what my life is now and the lessons I've learned in the last 5 years. And now I'm a mum, I've got a little bubba. So you'd hope that I've grown up since then.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
You know, Mama Doo was the one. All about what would my daddy say and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at it from slightly the other end. It must be, is that weird?
That's so funny, actually, because when I sing Mama Do, my mum's always there in the audience and I always like look at her, point to her. But now I'm a Mama Do.
You're a Mama Do.
So I should point to myself.
Yes. And hopefully you're causing as much mischief as a mama as you were pre-mama.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
In the time that you haven't, that's the thing, is you haven't really been away. You've just been doing other stuff. What was the voice? Because you had four winners on The Voice Kids. You got the magic touch. What made you so magical on The Voice? Why were you so successful, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I loved doing that show so much because the kids were so amazing and their voice, and they hadn't really like sang anywhere, just in their bedrooms. And then they come out onto the stage and we all sat there and front row listening to this like talent that hasn't been heard yet. It was amazing. And I think I was just really lucky with the kids that came on my team, but also I've always been really passionate about young talent coming through, and I think it's because I started out so young and I went to exactly the same auditions as they were doing on The Voice Kids. And I run a Saturday school with my mum, teaching dance and singing and drama and all that kind of stuff. And I have done unsigned nights for, talent coming through. So I think it's something I've always really loved being a part of because it's the journey I came up in. So I loved helping the kids on the show.
Yeah, you've kind of been there and done
that.
Yeah,
you relate to what they're going through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know exactly how it felt. And it's nerve-wracking, but it's also so exciting. And they were so talented. It was just, it was really great to work with them.
Tell us about Midnight Trash.
What a great name, by the way.
Yeah,
it really
is.
You would start.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love it.
This is the second single from the album. And it sounds like it's about a relationship, but it's actually about a time where I just could not sleep, like a little case of insomnia and breaking up with insomnia, because it's just about actually making it through. You know, if you have a tight chest and you can't sleep and it's about making through, I'm going to make it through. And I did. Now I don't have it.
Yeah.
What a dream, because I am a fellow insomnia sufferer and it is the worst, because you literally do everything. You're counting sheep.
Yeah.
You're singing songs in reverse.
And you have to be
all kinds
up early
of crazy stuff
for the breakfast show, don't you?
Which is not, and that's worse, because then you're looking at the time and you're like, I'm not going to sleep, help. But what kind of things helped you, aside from writing this epic tune, obviously, to get through the insomnia? Like, if people can't sleep.
Oh, gosh. It was actually a time, a really tough time that I had after I did a play in 2016. And it was a really sad kind of second act where I was like crying my eyes out every night. And after I finished the stint, it was Breakfast at Tiffany's. After I finished it, I was like a broken version of myself. And so I had all these issues that arose that I had never dealt with before. So that was one of them. And the thing that actually helped me get through that time, apart from the counting sheep, was meditation.
Oh. Meditation. So many people are into this now, aren't they? It's meant to really help. It's a really easily accessible like bit of mindfulness, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really easily accessible. And when I was like Googling things to help, it kept popping up. And I was like, what is this? And if you want to try it, it's like all you have to do is go on YouTube and type in like meditation or gratefulness, gratitude meditation or like sleep meditation or whatever it is. There's one for everything. And yeah, I just started small at like 5 minutes, and then you can just grow up to like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And it's not like a quick fix on one day, it will fix you. Yeah. If you do it every morning for 3 weeks, then you will notice the benefits, and it's amazing. Wow. Puts everything into perspective. And there's a couple of songs on the album about that, really, just about living in the moment and like being grateful for the little things in life, like my lovely coffee that I've got now.
Everything's better with coffee. That's the best act of mindfulness, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had any crazy or like really random ideas when you can't sleep? Because I know for some people they say like ideas come to them in the shower and things like that, but when you can't sleep, that's when your mind is really going a million miles an hour.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's weird, isn't it, when you can't sleep you think of the most like unneeded thought, just like, oh, where's my birth certificate in the house, or like, what was that thing I said back in 2009 that was really awkward?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.